Hello and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report results of a study that shows the further you are from violence in the Middle East, the more likely you are to support the Islamic State militant group. Then we will tell you about a young American who fought with Libyan rebels opposed to dictator Muammar Gaddafi. He made a film about his experiences.
My primary responsibility as a fighter was to the gun, not to the camera. But when there were lulls in the fighting or opportunities to also film, I did that on the side so that the guys could one day show their kids how they defeated Gaddafi and to document history and just out of habit of setting a camera up while I'm doing something.
How distance seems to make it easier to support terrorists on social media and fighting and filming in a dangerous time in Libya. Those are our stories today on As It Is from VOA. The further you are from violence in the Middle East, the more likely you are to have a good feeling about the Islamic State and express those opinions on social media. That finding comes from a new Italian study. Ashley Thompson reports.
Researchers at the University of Milan examined over 2 million Arabic-language social media posts from July to October of this year. They found positive or good feelings toward the Islamic State militant group were stronger in Europe and the United States than in Syria and Iraq. In Syria, the group was described in a positive way in only 8% of social media posts. In Iraq, the rate was 19.7%. But support for the Islamic State in European countries was much higher. The study found that 31% of posts in Belgium were positive. In the United Kingdom, the rate was 24%. In the United States, the support for the Islamic State among Arabic language posters to Facebook and Twitter was 21.4%. The countries with the highest levels of social media support were Qatar at 47% and Pakistan at 35%. Eric Saltman works for the Quilliam Foundation, an anti-terrorism group in London. He says that people who are experiencing war and feel in danger have a different position toward terrorist groups. Those experiencing war who are threatened and endangered will have a different stance toward a terrorist organization, he said. Whereas the more distant you are from the violence, the more likely you can sympathize with the propaganda and theology that the ends justify the means. The researchers used algorithms, a series of rules, to study social media posts with IS-related words like Syria and Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. They said that men wrote about 75% of the posts they studied. 93% of the posts collected were from Twitter. The rest were posted on Facebook and other social media websites. The Italian study showed that Belgium had the highest percentage of positive views of the Islamic State on social media outside the Muslim world. A separate study found that Belgium has the highest per capita number of Western fighters in Iraq and Syria. I'm Ashley Thompson.
You are listening to As It Is on the Voice of America. The story sounds like a work of fiction. A young American filmmaker takes to the road on a motorcycle. He and his video camera travel around the Arab world. He ends up fighting with Libyan rebels opposed to Muammar Gaddafi. This series of events may sound unreal, but it is a true story, and the subject of an unusual documentary called Point and Shoot. Marcia James reports.
The story began a few years ago when Matthew Van Dyke was living at home with his mother in the American state of Maryland. At the time, the young man was in his middle 20s. In an effort to jumpstart his life, he bought a motorcycle and decided to drive it through the Arab world. He also decided to take pictures of everything he did, with the hope of making an adventure travel movie. Matthew Van Dyke had plenty of memorable experiences on his trip. His motorcycle got stuck in sand and broke down. The young American was arrested and detained in several countries. Matthew Van Dyke says the friends he made on his trip were among the best he had ever known. He remembers making friends in Libya in 2008. But then the Arab Spring came.
A revolution is spreading across the Arab world.
Governments have fallen in Tunisia and Egypt.
Political unrest in Tunisia spread to other countries. So when the Libyan revolution began, he left his mother and his girlfriend and returned to Libya.
When the revolution started, I was in contact with those friends over the internet and by phone, and they told me what was happening to friends and family of theirs, and I realized that this was a place I cared about and people that I cared about, and I couldn't just sit at home and do nothing while this was happening to them.
Matthew Van Dyke met up with a Libyan named Nouri and other rebels. But a short time later, the American was injured and taken prisoner. He spent nearly 6 months in a prison under the control of forces loyal to then Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. He thought he might be there forever if he was not executed. After a jailbreak freed him, he had only one thought.
Of course, I was going back to the front line. When I came to Libya, I told the men I was with I would stay until Libya was free. And my mother raised me to honor my commitment, so I was going to stay. I wasn't going to leave before any other prisoners of war in the country were released. I wasn't going to leave until we achieved victory.
Carrying a gun in one hand and his camera in the other, he continued to film his experiences and those of other fighters. The rebels used their cell phones to upload images to Facebook. It was the first war documented in real time by combatants in battle.
My primary responsibility as a fighter was to the gun, not to the camera. But when there were lulls in the fighting or opportunities to also film, I did that on the side so that the guys could one day show their kids how they defeated Gaddafi and to document history, and just out of habit of setting a camera up while I'm doing something.